Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders returned to in-state action after their Montana trip with one nine-inning game last night against the Sheridan Troopers. The Riders started the game off strong with two runs in the top of the first, thanks to two RBIs by Riley Schilling and Dominic Hecker. Corey Schilling then hit a double in the top of the second as the Riders jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Gillette then added two more runs once again in the top of the fourth on another two-run RBI from Corey Schilling. And P.J. Hatzenbuehler would drill an RBI in the top of the fifth as the Riders were up 7-1 heading to the bottom of the fifth. But that was when Mother Nature struck with two outs in the bottom of the fifth with a runner on first. The game had to be called due to rain and the Riders were declared the winner. That was the second time in under a week the Riders have been dealing with a weather delay. It happened when the Riders were in Bozeman over the weekend as their game against the Bozeman Bucks on Saturday night had to be postponed till Sunday morning when the game was already in session. The Riders would go on to win the game 7-2. The Riders go to 15-3 on the season and will be back in action tomorrow with a doubleheader in South Dakota against Spearfish. The Riders beat Spearfish already, which was in their home opener 15-7 back on April 11th. Tomorrow's doubleheader will also complete 10 straight games on the road for the club. Game 1 will start at 5 and Game 2 will be at 7:30. We will have all the action for you on 93.3 The Legend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.